More outrage on Capitol Hill today on a different subject. Congress held hearings on the loss of personal information belonging to 26 million veterans. There's no evidence so far to suggest the information has been used to commit identity theft, but the law shows that the Department of Veterans Affairs and other agencies have ignored years of warnings that they must improve information security. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For years, congressional committees have been handing out report cards, giving failing grades to many executive branch agencies for information security. At a Senate Veterans Affairs hearing, Susan Collins of Maine told VA Secretary James Nicholson something he already knows, that his agency is usually on those lists.
On the annual federal computer security report card issued by the House Government Reform Committee, the VA has received a grade of F for four of the last 5 years, including each of the last 2 years.
The loss of veterans' data, Collins and others said, shows that those problems are coming home to roost. Details of the theft underscore just how lax security is at the VA. The information was stolen from the home of a VA worker who had been taking data home for years without authorization. When information is removed from the VA, it's supposed to be encrypted, scrambled, so it can't be accessed by unauthorized users. But this employee was able to take the data to his house in Maryland without encrypting it. And the VA apparently has no system for alerting headquarters when large amounts of information have left the building. Nicholson endured his licking quietly and said he took full responsibility. He said that, like lawmakers, he was mad as hell about what happened.
I'm outraged that this employee would do this so recklessly. And I'm outraged that I wasn't notified of it sooner.
Nicholson gave an elaborate timetable of events to show that he was not even informed until 2 weeks after the theft. He and his deputies explained that more delays occurred as law enforcement officials urged the VA not to go public too quickly for fear of telling the thieves what they had. Nicholson and his team portrayed themselves as unstinting in their efforts to notify veterans as soon as possible, but in a House hearing, California Democrat Bob Filner said Nicholson's response was bureaucratic.
I don't see any passion. I don't see any view that you said, I take responsibility. Well, the most dramatic thing you could do to take responsibility is resign.
Lawmakers' discomfort may stem from the fact that Nicholson struggled to answer some basic questions. He could not explain how the VA would notify the families of deceased veterans whose information could also be used for identity theft. He said he has not yet decided on whether to pay for credit monitoring services, which would help alert veterans if a thief tried to open up credit in their names. Nicholson said he is planning to send out a mailing to each and every vet affected, but could not say how much that would cost.
You know, we are working on that. We're trying to buy envelopes right now. For example, there's not immediately available 26 million envelopes.
Lawmakers said the VA breach is a sign of just how vulnerable the entire government is. The government-wide grade on the latest congressional report was a D+, so VA's F is not a big anomaly. Ari Schwartz of the Center for Democracy and Technology says information security still varies widely across the government.
So there is a lot of upside for people that want to do the right thing. People that are stuck in bureaucracies, they don't have the kind of guidance that they need, and there isn't pressure on those agencies to change. We see a lot of those agencies continue to fail in security checks and in privacy checks.
In 2005, a series of corporate data spills spawned a variety of federal bills focused on the private sector. None passed. Now the focus may shift once again to government agencies. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.